It's Beamaz and Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Did you get it? Because it's the weekend.
Brian got it. I got it.
Beamaz and Beamer here with you once more for the next hour or so. Thanks for hanging out with us here on WBEN. How's it going, Joe?
Brian, doing well. It's Friday. A little nippy this morning, but you know, I didn't hate it. Walking to the car, shorts, flip-flops, short sleeves. Got to use the heated seats that you always talk about, and it is a game changer.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the best.
Oh my gosh, you had that thing sitting for 10 minutes before you sit down? Oh, come on.
It's the greatest thing ever. Yeah. That's like one of the things in life where there's no going back.
No, like which I'm scared of.
If you have heated seats in a car, has anybody ever gone heated seats to no heated seats? And how quickly did you return your new car? I cannot imagine going back. Now I've got the steering wheel, too.
Yeah.
There's no going back from that either. No, it's awesome.
Now the gloves come off because it actually heats your hands up.
Yeah, it's hard to even like have gloves on, and
that's true.
I don't know if you're like me. I mean, you're fiddling around with a whole bunch of different stuff in the, you got the radio, all the controls, everything's a touch screen now too in the car.
That's
it's
right.
Hard to have gloves on, so you just wrap your hands around that steering wheel. It's going to be that time. I mean, tomorrow's going to be 80. But.
Right. This is just a reminder of what's to come. It's like the coming attractions, right?
Yeah.
And then we still have summer this weekend.
You know, Joe, much in the way that you have heated seats and you are never going back to the old way of driving around the winter.
That's right.
This week was 10 years of Tinder.
Oh, the old days.
That's, you know that? And I'm wondering if you ever go back to the old ways of doing things.
Ah.
With 10 years of Tinder, now that being like the thing that's out there. So 10 years of Tinder, the dating app that matches you up, you swipe whichever way. I don't know what way, Joe, because I am not a Tinder. I have never had any of these dating apps that was like way out of...
I was going to say, you were never single in the last...
It's just never been something I've experienced before, but I remember like Tinder getting popular around a decade ago, and I was getting out of college and then like thinking and saying to people like, wow, like could you imagine if this was what we had like in high school?
Oh, yeah. Right?
Like that just... That would be crazy. I couldn't even fathom what life would be like and just how weird it would get if Tinder, these dating apps were around when we were in high school and we were young kids. And now, Joe, you're living in an age where kids in high school and college know nothing but having these right at their fingertips.
Right, and Tinder really changed the dating app. I mean, if you think about it, all the old school dating websites, they still have, you know, what they were, you know, 15 years ago, but they all have an app version that has the swipe left or right as Tinder has. I mean, it really changed what we call online dating for those that use it. Now, as I've told stories here on the station before, I was once on Tinder, not too successful on Tinder, Brian. You would think the Speedo picture would have a lot of people swiping right, but not overly successful on the Tinder app. Tinder does have 6.2 million subscribers.
Wild.
And
there's like a million other ones like it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of one. If Jimmy could...
But they're all like all the same Tinder
thing.
Adjacent.
They're all the same thing. They're all swipe left or right. I mean...
Tinder with a twist.
Brian, I was to the point once, and I remember talking about this with David. I was to the point once where I was paying for Tinder. And that means if someone swiped right on you, you would get a notification, and then you could decide if you wanted to swipe left or right. Let me just tell you, I was on Tinder for a few years, and I, like I said, was not overly successful, did not meet my wife on Tinder or on any kind of online dating site. So, I mean, it is successful for some people, but, you know, for others, the old school, either being set up or meeting someone out, I think, is still the best way.
So does that happen anymore? 803-0930 to join us here, B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. 803-0930. You can give us a call or a text on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. You know, Joe, it makes me wonder if the old way is now antiquated. And again, these are things that, you know, I'm hoping people weigh in with their stories about how it has worked, how it hasn't. Either Tinder, another one of these apps, the old way of doing things, because I'm out of the game. I have no experience in this. But it is kind of fascinating to me, the idea of, I can totally see how somebody now, if you're a 20-year-old now, that the idea of approaching somebody at a grocery store, and maybe even to a lesser extent, out at a bar or something, is like taboo in a way to do now.
See, that's, to me, that's crazy. Because even in the Joe Beamer single days, Brian, if I'm at a bar, I'm not on my phone swiping right on a Tinder app. But I have seen people on Tinder, you're at a place where you're supposed to be socializing. they're talk to somebody.
They're looking at a picture of somebody sitting right next to them.
Yeah, exactly.
And swiping left or right. Now, we'll start with the grocery store. I mentioned that because of the earbuds thing that we talk about all the time.
Yes.
So, like, it just seems like that's not a place anymore where you're, like, bumping into somebody at the banana stand.
No.
Like, oh, you like the green ones? Me too. Or like, I like the brown ones, a perfect match, right?
Right.
It just, that way of communicating, I almost get the feeling from, like, if we were to open this up to people 20 years old, like if you're anywhere from 18 to 25 and somebody approached you at a grocery store, I feel like a lot of them would say, like, whoa, hey, what are you doing talking to me here? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you get a feeling like the world has changed that much in just 10 years.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's because of Tinder and all these dating apps or alongside it. But do you feel the same way? We'll start with, like, a setting like that. So a bar we'll talk about in a second. But, like,
Okay. You're
out at a grocery store. I mean, no one's at a mall anymore. You know, what are the places that people go out? You're out in just kind of a normal
court.
Public setting.
Right.
That isn't a dog park. A dog park, I still feel like that's the, like, holy grail, right?
People use dogs.
So that's out of the equation.
Are dogs like each other? Maybe we'll like each other.
Yeah. You're out at a food court. You're somewhere else, right? Is it taboo to approach somebody nowadays?
I don't feel it is. But I think the age group you mentioned, 18 to 25, I think would feel very threatened if someone approached them. Like, I don't think they would be comfortable with someone or a stranger. Hey, how's it going? I noticed you had such and such in your cart.
Like, think about the people you talk to at the grocery store. Like, you know, just a conversation. It's never long or anything like that.
No.
But you're in the aisle. Somebody says, do you know where the... I don't know, like vanilla pudding is, or, you know, something like that. You're trying to find. Is it ever anybody under the age of 35 that you're ever talking to as a stranger in a grocery store?
No.
It never has been for me.
No.
It's only ever like 35 and up, our age at the very low end of anybody who might. And I would even say it's older than 35, but it's only ever an older generation who will even talk, not even approach somebody as like, hey, like, what are you doing later? But even just to say...
Yeah, they moved the rice cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, which they did.
You don't get that from anybody who's younger.
No, and I have to say, I'm guilty of that. I will not walk up to somebody and ask them where something is. I will go in the store's app and see what aisle is listed on the app.
I will walk up and down aisles
five
times before I can find it, just because it's like it becomes a mission to me.
Oh, I seriously spent 15 minutes because they moved the rice cakes four aisles over.
But I feel like all the time people are, you know, asking, hey, like, do you know where this is, or can you reach, this, whatever it is on the top shelf for me? I'm like, yeah, sure, here you go.
I'm always willing to help.
Absolutely.
Even though I have my headphones in, I'm always willing to help.
But it's never anybody of a younger age asking for that help.
Anyone younger will do what you did, or will go on their phone and see the on the app what aisle it is.
Now, at a bar, is it any different?
It should be. A bar is a place to socialize. A bar is a place, you're sitting there, you're watching something, you notice the person next to you is watching it. Hey, what the heck do you think about these Mets? You know, something like that. Or if you're single and you're at a bar and there is someone that you might find attractive, you strike up a conversation, right? Just a natural conversation. Hey, what brings you in? Are you here by yourself?
Do you say it like that?
Yeah, that's right. You have to go from, you know, because I talk quite abruptly, quite loud. You have to calm it down. Hey, I noticed you walked in. Are you waiting for somebody?
If I had somebody single who was trying to meet somebody, I would take them to a bar with you.
Okay.
Because you are that type of personality. And yeah. I've seen it a million different times, as you are a type of person who has no problem talking. You notice somebody is reacting to the same thing on a TV conversation that you're having. You have no problem turning and conversing with new people. But what I see more frequently than that is people who, I mean, picture this, and I think everyone can picture this. You're out with somebody at a bar, two friends out at a bar. One of them gets up and has to go to the bathroom. What does the other person do?
Pull out their phone.
Yes.
Yep.
Almost immediately.
Yes.
I notice that way more than I see people who are out like you.
Yeah. Looking around. Hey, watching the TV.
I'm in the middle where, like, if I'm out with somebody, I don't have, like, the itch. Or at least I try to, like, you know, if I reach for my phone, I slap my own hand.
There it is. Yeah.
To, like, be on the phone the moment that nobody's around me. But I'm not exactly like chatting it up with everybody. I'll just sit there.
Yeah,
like, right. In
sit there and wait.
And I have no problem with that. Like, I have no problem being like quote unquote bored.
I think a lot of my thing is I just want to be talking.
Yeah.
But you know, to go to the bar thing and tie it in with Tinder, I have a buddy who I hope he doesn't get mad for me mentioning this, who, you know, has been on a few Tinder dates, and let's just say they haven't gone well. And he has said he wants to go back to the meet someone at the bar, you know, be set up by somebody, that he is done with any kind of online dating. But like you said, my advice to him was, that's great in theory, but I just don't know if those situations are at the bar, because you need two people that want to be conversational.
On the other side of that, I feel like if you want to go out and meet somebody that way, you're going to meet people who are thinking, you know, in the same lines you are. So maybe there's something in common there.
Yeah.
I still think maybe the most popular way of meeting somebody right now is getting set up.
Yeah.
Like somehow, some way.
I would agree with that.
Either you know somebody through someone else, like a group of friends or whatever, or you're like set up, not necessarily on a blind date, but just, you know, brought together by other people you know.
And you hit it off.
Yeah, I feel like that's got to be the most popular way to go about it. But what about you out there? I mean, have you seen it work? I've seen people who have met on dating apps get married. Like, it can work. It's more than just a hookup app for some people. But I do think it has also kind of ruined a little bit of the normal way of going about things.
Well, Tinder also did something, Brian, as you mentioned. It kind of ruined that, because Tinder made online dating. There used to always be this, I wouldn't say taboo, but you get what I'm saying, right? Online dating was not a popular way to go about dating. People used it as like a last-ditch effort. Tinder kind of made online dating the go-to way to look for dates, right? I mean, it made it more socially acceptable. I don't mean that in an offensive way, but Tinder made online dating, looking for dates online, more socially acceptable. I mean, just think to the mid-2000s. Oh, you're online. You're trying to find someone online. Tinder kind of changed the way people approach online dating, which, I mean, for some, better, but for others, it kind of took away a little bit of that strike up a conversation with someone out.
Yeah, I'm Do people strike up conversation? Like, that's the thing. I know it happens, but I just I see like the opposite so often,
right?
That it's just like mind-boggling to me. Like, even at events, concerts is where like this kills me, Joe. Like, my wife, I'll go to concerts by myself all the time.
Yes,
and it's not necessarily like I'm chatting it up with everybody, but the concerts I go, I'm not going to see Justin Bieber or like typically like somebody at the arena that, you know, is like mega popular. Typically, the shows I'm going to, you're already in a room full of people that you have something in common with that probably not that many people outside of the room have in common with you.
That's,
you know,
right.
What I mean? Yeah. Like, you have this like commonality that is already built. You're there to see this band. And, you know, especially in my case, a lot of times it's you're seeing a band that only the people there care enough about to go see. So it boggles my mind when I see people who are still kind of buried in their phones or only talking to one person they're there with or anything, or don't feel comfortable. I think that's what I'm looking for. Don't feel comfortable in a space with a whole bunch of people they probably have a lot in common with, that it would be easier here than almost anywhere else, certainly than the grocery store,
right,
or in line at the post office or wherever people gather nowadays. In line at the liquor store, more than the post office, probably. But it more so than any of those places, this is like the opportunity to maybe strike up a friendship with somebody you might have something in common with. Which used to happen all the time. I mean, that's how you met people.
Yeah.
You met people.
Concerts like that, yeah.
Shows, and you became friends because you had something in common. You were from all over Western New York. I don't really see that happening anymore.
No, it is easier, as you said, to strike up a conversation when you can start with the one thing you know you have in common.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, we're at this concert that, like you said, most people in Western New York don't even know it's happening.
Yeah.
We're here, we share this, and then, you know, you go from there. And like you said, that's how a lot of friendships started.
And half the time you're wearing a t-shirt that, you know, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, how does that is so much more authentic, probably, than whatever you're going to see on an app. Like, how easy is it to, I've never been on the app, you have been in the past.
Yes.
How easy is it to make up something about, or just appear interesting on one of these apps?
Well, I mean, that is if someone actually clicks on your profile and doesn't just immediately swipe left after seeing your picture, which I'm guessing a lot of people did with me.
Like, even the picture, like a picture is such a flawed.
Yeah, my first picture was me in a Speedo.
Well, then you're laying it all out there. Almost. But like, it's like your profile picture on Facebook or something like
Yes.
that. Like a photo like that is just such a flawed look at who a person is. It's who a person wants to be.
Yes.
Right? It's like the most perfect
image.
It's
a dating Instagram.
Yeah. It's the most perfect image of somebody, or it's like, oh, here I am, like, with a fish on the line standing, you know, with my boots in the water, like, you know, the only fish you've ever caught in your life, but now people think you're outdoors every weekend,
right? You're an outdoorsy
person. You
know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just such a flawed way as opposed to, I don't, like, real life. Like, here's what the person's actually doing.
Right. Yeah, you, I mean, from what I remember with Tinder, and I don't know what's happened. I've not been on Tinder in the last 5+ years. But it was, you had your pictures. You know, you could put as many pictures as you want. And then you would have, like, a brief description of yourself. Like Brian said, I mean, you can make yourself be anybody, you know, with a couple of pictures. It goes back to the social media thing, you know. Most people are not their real selves on social media. Same is true with Tinder.
And then is there a dulling of the senses, too, a little bit? I was, you know, reading a couple articles. The only reason I know it's 10 years of Tinder, right? It's mentioned on the internet and a couple of these things. And somebody points out that, you know, we did evolve to look at a potential mate in person, you know, like to feel out the vibe, so to speak, and look at somebody with your own eyes. And then somebody wrote online that dating apps expose you to more potential mates in one day than your ancestors would have met in a lifetime. And like, that's got to have an impact on you psychologically, right?
Oh, sure.
If you're just constantly judging people left and right, and you can do that 10 times in a minute or something, you know, that might even be a low number.
That's
but,
true.
Like, that's got to dull your sense to when you actually do meet somebody in person, like, you know, left, right?
Yeah.
When you see somebody face to face in a way that you never would have been before. No. Like, are you just not giving anybody a chance anymore?
It's the app version of the show Next on MTV, where someone would stop off the bus and they go, Next!
Right. Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. Now people want that in real life.
It's funny in a reality show. In real life, it's probably not the best way to go about your business.
Kind of sad. Kind of sad.
But do you have any stories using this dating app? 10 years old this week. Have you met somebody? Have you not met anybody in 10 years? Let us know. 803-0930 BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN.
It's BMAZ and Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Is this like, is Tinder like MySpace, where you would have had this as your profile song, that anytime someone landed on the page, like this would start playing, or no?
That would be pretty cool. No, they don't do that, but that would be pretty cool.
I mean, it's
part of the, personality.
Absolutely.
Right?
MySpace was kind of like the dating app before the dating app, wasn't it? It was like the first real social media.
I mean, MySpace was, yeah, you had it all out there. I mean, but the thing about MySpace was that is where you got to rank your friends.
Because you could see friends of friends.
Yes.
So it was almost like a better version of the dating
app,
right?
That's right. You got to see other people's friends. You got to see where you stood with people. And if you had a thing for, a little crush on someone, you put them in your top friends, see if they reacted. Usually they'd react with, why am I in your top friends? Take me off.
Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah. Exactly.
it's not the great thing. No, but 10 years of Tinder this week, that dating app turned 10. Did it change everything? I don't know. 803-0930 to give us a call here on WBEN. We'll go to Mike in Amherst. All right, Mike, what's going on? Have you used these things before?
Yeah, I used them quite a bit, both in my 20s when I was a single young man, and about 3-4 years ago I was separated and divorced, and I was using them again. Of course, Tinder wasn't around the first time around.
Right.
But we had Match.com and even like Yahoo had like their own personal section and things like that. And so I would just do whatever I could do for as inexpensive as I could. And a lot of times it worked out pretty well. Feedback that I got from a lot of girls that I was dating is that your profile wasn't creepy like 90% of the guys' profiles. And I think guys don't understand what needs to go into a profile and what doesn't in order to not freak out, potential mates.
You got to fill me in here, Mike. Oh. What do you mean by that? Because I would have no idea if I was setting up one of these things. How are you coming across as creepy versus not?
Yes.
Well, certainly, pictures of body parts that, shouldn't be, safe for work is not something that's going to turn somebody on.
You think that would go without saying.
But even beside that, if you read like a lot of the girls who write something down, that's another big thing. Write something. Don't just leave the description of yourself blank, because that's...
Well, maybe that's a perfect description of their personality.
Well, then that's good to know. But a lot of them who actually write stuff down are like, if I see a picture of you shirtless, I'm automatically swiping left. They want to know that you're a genuine person and not just a player. That's something, but it's very different when you're in your 40s. So in your 40s, you're kind of, I don't know how to describe it. It's almost like shopping for Christmas ornaments the day after Christmas, if you know what I mean. It's
you get the leftovers.
Yeah, but honestly though, I've met a lot of really, really quality people. I mean, I could spend 10 minutes on Tinder and swipe 100 people, but and you match with I pick maybe 12 of them, and maybe one of those 12 will actually match with you, and then you just kind of hope that they're going to write something to you, or you write to them, and sometimes that never happens either. So it's kind of harder than you think it would be.
Here's the thing I'm wondering, are you exclusively using dating apps when you're out there looking for somebody? Is it a mix of like new and old school? Do you find that it's harder to meet somebody in a public setting nowadays than it used to be?
Yeah, it is a little bit because, you know, one thing that you know about on a dating app is that this person is in fact single, or at least they're advertising that they're single, and you hope that they're telling the truth. But, you know, when you're out and about, you don't know if this person's got a boyfriend that's not there, you know, and so it's like your chances of striking out or being embarrassed is a lot higher when you're going out. However, my girlfriend that I have right now, I actually met out in the more organic way. So, and this is the best one I've had yet. So
you would say meeting someone out the old fashioned way, I guess is what we're calling it in 2022. It sets you up for at least a better start than if you met someone on an app. Is that what you're finding?
I think it really depends. I think you got to get lucky, like that you meet somebody out who actually really clicks with you, because you don't know that necessarily. On a profile, this person can be like, I like this kind of music and I like to do this and this, and you're like, oh, I like those things too. And meeting somebody at a bar, you have no idea what they like other than going to that bar.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more of a crapshoot whether or not you click with them. But at least in the bar, you get to see what they really look like instead of what they want you to look like.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. Interesting stuff. You know, a few things. I do think it is a little strange, you know, when I think about myself and my wife. If we were in the internet age and got together and I swiped left or right on somebody based on, like, interests and if they matched up with mine, we would have never met.
Yeah.
I mean, we music or television or, you know, any of these personal interests, they wouldn't have matched up on a dating profile, like, if that's what you were in the mind of looking for. Like, I think in that way, it's got to ruin some potential relationships if you're looking at things that you think matter, but maybe you have to be in a relationship first to realize that and not to say it doesn't matter for everybody, but it might not matter for you. You know, I might have thought if I was on a dating app, like, oh, it's really important that I, you know, have somebody who enjoys, like, the same music
right.
that I do. But in actual life, you figure out it's not at all. And you know what? In some cases, it's actually kind of great that it's not the same. Like, it gives you your own personal interests outside of a combined relationship that... I don't know. Are people finding that out anymore if they're just going online?
As I was telling you off the air, I'm almost positive that my wife swiped left on me back in the tender days. But yeah, because there are things that we don't click on. You mentioned music. I mean, I love country music. I think my wife would be happy if she never heard a country music song ever again. You know, I mean, but those are things that someone might see on Tinder. She might have also just seen the first thing is the Speedo picture.
Yeah, and swipe. That's probably it.
That may have been it. However, also, you know, my mom's the one who introduced us to each other, and my mom said it would never work. So, hey, some people
were proven. Knew all this before you just said it right now.
Oh, yeah. No. My wife knows. My mom said, she said, I'll introduce you to my son, but he, you guys will not click. You're very organized, and he's not. And,
oh, so it was a you problem, she was saying.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for Ooh. Sure. Yeah, but hey.
That's some tough love right there.
4+ years.
The other thing that I was thinking when Mark was talking, too, is, you know, when it comes to people are on our text board, you have a lot of people that say it's like you're considered creepy to approach somebody out or people don't feel safe.
I think that's true.
I think that's true in a way.
It's all about how you approach someone, too.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, like, personally of, like, comfort level. Like, there's a comfort level that people probably have of being behind the app profile, right?
Okay,
like,
yeah.
It's more you're not actually having a one-on-one conversation. It's easier to type something to somebody than it is to say face-to-face or even to call somebody, right?
Yes.
But I look at this almost the opposite way. Like, personally, I would think it's way harder to meet somebody for the first time that you had spoken to online
right.
than it would be to just kind of organically meet somebody for the first time in public. Like, to me, that is way more difficult. Like, meeting up for the first time after you met online, that seems like, it's like preparing for a job interview.
Right.
Whereas you meet somebody organically, you can kind of know if you hit it off before you're even, into the conversation. It's like you put a down payment on a home and you're going to see it after you put the payment down or something.
Let me tell you, there is nothing worse, and I know from experience, there is nothing worse than meeting someone up for a first date, someone that you've been talking to online, and to find out, you know, you can just, I think I'm pretty good at reading people, Brian. You can find out in 10 minutes that this person is very disappointed in the meeting. Like, you know, you've been talking for maybe a week or so online, and you meet out, and you start talking, and you can tell that the person's like, oh, this seems terrible. Yeah, but
it's almost,
I've experienced it. Let me tell you, it is awful. And that's why what you're saying, you know, meeting someone the old-fashioned way and organically starting a conversation is so much better, because there is nothing worse than, you know, all right, do I look good? Okay, you know, doing all this stuff, setting up, in 10 minutes in, realizing this isn't the person I was talking to, or this person isn't as into me as they might have thought.
It's a blind date.
Yes.
You're just setting yourself up on it.
Right.
I mean, that's what it is.
Right. Which was an entertaining TV show. But, you know, in real life.
I feel like you only ever heard blind date horror stories.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I never saw the blind date success story show.
No. No.
The blind date happily ever after. Like, that didn't happen that much, I feel.
No. It's, you know, it's another reason why The Bachelor doesn't have that many successful relationships.
I want you to go out and meet somebody. That's why we're giving away a pair of tickets to go see Blake Shelton with Carly Pierce and Jackson Dean at KeyBank Center March 25th of next year. Maybe you can meet somebody and take them. Or, you know, if it doesn't work out between now and March, you know, you're busy, bills are playing.
Yeah.
You can put it on hold and meet somebody there. It's all courtesy of AEG Messina Touring Group. Tickets go on sale noon at Ticketmaster, so just a couple hours. But you can win them before you can buy them. Be caller number 2 into 202-9236. That's 202-9236, 202-WBEN. And you could be on your way to go see Blake Shelton. Hopefully with a special
great.
Somebody.
Yeah, great lineup. Great lineup. Blake Shelton was just here a few weeks ago. He put on, I thought, a fantastic show. And now add Carly Pierce and, I was going to say Jackson Brown, but that's not it. Who's the other person with Blake Shelton? It's Carly Pierce and
Jackson Dean.
Don't come looking. Yeah, great lineup. So if you win those tickets, congratulations. Brian, we have breaking news, by the way. Something we've been talking about, it seems, for months now. Demolition underway at the Great Northern Grain Elevator. We talked to Tim Thielman, or you talked, you and Susan talked to Tim Thielman this morning about a potential appeal. It looks like that will not be going through because the crane is starting to rip away at the Great Northern Grain Elevator downtown.
I'm looking at the video right now. Yeah, the crane is there. They could have just went...
That's what I thought.
The wind did a better job than the crane appears to be doing from the video, but it is underway, demolition of the Great Northern Grain Elevator. That's one that... Is that like when you meet for the first time on Tinder after hanging around? Like, is that one of the topics that comes up? Like, so, what do you think about the grain elevator and what they should do with it?
That might be one of the topics that someone says, I'm sorry.
And like, you know, the person is like, well, you know, it's such an important part. Like, we should be doing everything we can to save it. And then, you know, you're like, all right, check, please.
You know, I want to know with something, because it seems like this is, you know, talking about the dating world, talking about Tinder, it does seem, for some people, I wouldn't say for most people, but for some people, you know, how, you know, politics and how divided politics are.
Oh, Joe, I want to interrupt you so bad. I was watching The Bachelor.
Uh-oh.
And I heard.
I wasn't even watching The Bachelor.
My wife watches it, and I, you know, I just like to be in her company, and yeah. I'll be like reading, but of course I'm always listening to what's going on. And I heard somebody say,
no,
you know, this is like the important time when we really get to find out if we're compatible and have those tough conversations about politics and what. And I threw my book on the ground, I think, and I said, what? Is this how, like,
But are people putting that in their Tinder profile? Like, are people putting their politics
left? Is left the way you swipe for no? Left. As soon as that.
I mean, even if it's something I politically agree with, like, if that's a top thing in your Tinder profile.
If I agree with you 100%, if it's anywhere in your profile for a dating app,
No.
See ya.
No, I mean, like I said, I mean, I obviously have my political views. You've heard them. But I didn't talk politics with my wife until we were dating for over a year. It just never came up. It didn't naturally come up in conversation.
I've been with my wife for over a decade. I still don't think we've talked politics.
Right.
It's just not a thing that I lost. I think I laughed out loud when I heard that on The Bachelor.
Wow.
So this last week. You know, we have to have the important...
Wait, was this for the sweet date? The one-on-one sweet date? They're going to talk politics in the suite?
I think that's what it was. Doesn't that sound awesome?
You know what? Don't give me a rose this weekend. I'm heading home.
That's what happened, I think.
Really?
I think that's what happened. I'm pretty sure the guy was like after, like, that didn't go the way I was expecting. I had a picture in my head when they said we're spending a night together in a hotel room. And she just wanted to talk about the Inflation Reduction Act. It's not at all what I was. No, if you have, like I said, agree or disagree on any part of it, for like that would be a personal deal breaker for myself. If you have...
That's as bad as putting you're a Patriots fan in your Tinder profile.
If you have a strong opinion one way or the other on the Great Northern Grain Elevator, I don't think we would ever be compatible.
No. No, if that's...
You know?
Tinder profile, you know, says something about them and it says, save the Great Northern.
Yeah.
That's a swipe left.
Did politics ever used to be important dating? I feel like that's a new thing, like, with Tinder. In the last 10 years.
But even with Tinder, like I said, spent a lot of time on Tinder. Brian, I can't remember coming across maybe one or two, but nothing is so that I can remember it today. That it was, you know, politics in their dating profile.
The Clintons.
What about the Clintons?
Like, that's the only couple I know over the age of 19 whose politics might have brought them together.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, and a little bit of a rocky marriage.
Oh, is it?
Just, you know, from what I've heard in the news. But, like, that's, I feel like that's now more common.
Yeah.
Is that people are looking for it, not just politics, but you can expand that. You know, we were talking about music. I don't know. I feel like the internet has trained people into thinking that in looking for a romantic partner, I want somebody who is like lockstep in agreement with me in like every facet of my life. And I think about that and how boring.
Oh, yeah.
That must be on a day-to-day basis. And not just that, but how like rough that life must be. Like, if I married somebody who was like me, our house might be on fire right now. You know, like, it just wouldn't work. Like,
right.
I feel like it is such a give and take. And this is just my personal, you know, personal advice is not life advice for everybody. But, like, having an opposite almost, you know, not like a polar opposite, somebody who shares the same values but is
a balance.
Yes, it gives you this nice balance and helps you maybe learn a little bit more about yourself than if you had somebody who's just kind of lockstep in agreement with you every step of the way. That just doesn't seem like any fun.
Seems like, yeah, very boring.
It's like a 50s relationship.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
It's a good way to put it.
Doris, like, you know, votes the same way I do, right?
That's right.
Because that's what we do in this, you know, I don't know. But I think that's a new phenomenon, too. Maybe that's Twitter. Maybe that's something else.
Or a mixture of both. Twitter's definitely in there. Twitter, Tinder.
Do people.
Current events.
People meet people on Snapchat, I found out. So somebody told me, like.
News to me.
You ever get random friend requests on Snapchat?
Okay.
That's how people meet people. That's like people dropping in, like, to Tinderize your Snapchat.
Wow.
I never knew that.
No.
But that I heard, you know.
Now, that's creepy. I'm sorry. That, to me, is creepy.
But it's not to a younger generation. Like, that's how people meet people. You're near somebody and you, I don't know, snap away or something.
Brian, we're getting old.
I feel that way today. But the Great Northern Grain Elevator coming down. The crane is at work picking away at something. It's a long, it's not like a demolition, like a kind you'd want to watch.
See, I was, when you told me a crane was there, I probably should have gone down and looked at a picture myself. When I was told a crane was there, I thought this would be a, you know, right to the side. I didn't know they were going to pick away at the hole that was already there.
When preservationists heard a crane was there, they said, halt it, we have to save this bird. And that's, they thought that could work. It wasn't the same type of deal. Anyways, we'll give you the latest updates on that, plus everything else. You got David Bellavia coming up after the news. Beamaz and Beamer, we'll be back here with you. Are you in Monday?
I'm here Monday
and
Tuesday.
And then going to the game?
Yes, and I'm back on Tuesday right after the game.
All right.
Not going to Blacksburg this weekend, though, so I do have the weekend to rest up for the Monday game.
Well, I'm looking forward to it Monday here on WBEN.